On Wednesdays, we talk about the workplace, and today we examine some depressing research about churn at the top. According to one consulting firm, the annual turnover of CEOs has skyrocketed in the last decade as demands on them have grown. Harvard University professor Kevin Coyne has studied U.S. companies, and he finds that when a new boss comes in, workers often suffer. We recently called him to ask why.
I think the new boss, one, often he's been given a mandate to make change. Second, he probably has different priorities even if he doesn't have a mandate for change. And so he assesses people differently. He rarely cares as much about your past as your previous boss did. He does not reward you for what you did well a year ago or 6 months ago or even 3 months ago.
So what attitude should you take if you're a worker at a company that has just changed bosses?
Well, you know, pretend Stephanie is your new boss. I mean, before I even give it any advice, you need to understand that she's going to make up her mind in about 60 days and slot you into one of four categories. Either somebody that she would like to promote, somebody who's on her core team, somebody that she's going to try to push to the sideline, or frankly, somebody she's going to get rid of. So you need to tell Stephanie that you're on her team. You would be amazed how few people do that.
Not to be indelicate about it, but are you encouraging people to brown-nose the new boss?
No. Don't do something if you really don't believe in our program. But on the other hand, what you need to understand is that silence is not interpreted as cooperation by the new bosses.
What are some other things that you can do to adjust to a new boss?
When you meet her for the first time, leave your baggage at the door. Because if Stephanie is coming in from the outside, she doesn't want you to place your agenda in front of hers. And so if you use your opening meetings to complain about how you've been unfairly treated in the past or you've had an ongoing fight, that won't sit well. Next, study your working style. One of the most interesting stories we heard was how an executive asked his new boss, "How do you want me to disagree with you?" And the new boss hadn't ever heard that before and actually reacted very well because the executive went on to say, "Am I allowed to disagree in public? If I disagree with you and you overrule me, do I come back to you and try a second time?" So it just gives the new boss an ability to think about their style and yours and how they work together. The next thing I would say is be sure you present an honest assessment of your responsibilities and a game plan to make them better. As several of the bosses told us, if you give me a rosy picture and I find out later it's not rosy, I'm either going to believe that you're willing to lie to me or you don't know what's going on, and neither of those is good for you.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. Who is most vulnerable when a new CEO comes in? What rank of executive or worker or manager is most vulnerable?
The most vulnerable ones are the ones immediately around him. Companies are required to state in their proxy statement up to five officers. Those are the single most vulnerable group, and then it gets less as you go down.
There's a new president at Harvard University where you're now teaching.
Yes.
Just wondering how your colleagues at Harvard are responding to the new boss there.
I'll be honest, they haven't consulted me on the subject.
Well, Kevin Coyne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Harvard University professor Kevin Coyne is co-author of the study, Surviving Your New CEO.